From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden. 2 weeks after voting day, the results of Iraq's election are in. As expected, a Shiite Muslim slate won handily, but not by as much as they'd hoped. We'll hear an analysis in a few minutes, but first, this report from NPR's Emily Harris in Baghdad.
Behind the concrete walls, barbed wire, and American tanks that protect Baghdad's green zone, election officials announced the results. Electoral Commission member Farid Ayar began by proclaiming this election a new birth for Iraq. Then officials read off the exact vote counts for all provincial contests and all 111 slates of candidates competing for seats in the National Assembly. After the dizzying list eventually finished, it was clear that the Shiite Muslim coalition called the United Iraqi Alliance won the most National Assembly seats by far. A Kurdish slate came in second with about half as many seats, and a slate led by interim Prime Minister Ayad Alawi took third place with about 15% of the seats. These results won't be officially certified for a few more days after complaints are resolved. It appears the victorious Shiite alliance will take more than half the places in the National Assembly, but not the two-thirds needed to fill key government posts. Hussein al-Sharastani, an alliance candidate, says he expects the alliance coalition to vote as a bloc in parliament. He also says Islam will be important in writing laws and the constitution.
The laws that will be passed by the National Assembly should not contradict fundamentals of Islam.
That's fine by millions of the alliance supporters. Many had heard Shiite mosques around the country endorse the slate, but some worry about alienating other Iraqis. 38-year-old supermarket clerk Mohammed Jasser, a Shiite, supports the winning group, also known as Slate 169, but he's afraid they won't be able to bring Sunni Muslims on board.
Slate 169 represents the Shiite people in Iraq. The Sunnis will reject the decisions made by a Shiite government, even if these decisions were the right ones.
Sunni Muslims are a minority in Iraq, and they turned out to vote in lower proportions than did the Shia or the Kurds. Just 2% of eligible voters cast ballots in Anbar province, a Sunni stronghold where Fallujah is located. As American helicopters buzz by his home, newspaper editor Salah Omar, a Sunni, says he does not expect this election will lead to fundamental change. That can't happen, he says, until U.S. troops go home.
They are saying we are coming to liberate the country, but I'm sure they are going to stay here for a long time.
The U.S. military says it will stay as long as the Iraqi government approves and until Iraqi forces can stop insurgent fighters who've been stepping up attacks since the election. Emily Harris, NPR News, Baghdad.